Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on 42, talking about after the meal, bringing out more food, concluding a meal. Rav Papa once visited the house of Rav Huna, the son of Rav Nassan. After they had finished the meal, other foods were brought before them and Rav Papa took some and began to eat. They said to him, doesn't the master hold that after the meal is finished, it is forbidden to eat until the Birkas HaMazon, grace after meals, has first been recited, and afterwards a fresh blessing needs to be said? This is because he has diverted his attention from eating any further. He said to them, you're reporting inaccurately. It has been stated that if the bread and food had been removed from the table, it is then forbidden to eat. And an incident, Rava and Rabbi Zeira once visited the exilarch. After they removed the table from before them, a portion of food was sent to them from the exilarch. Rava ate, but Rabbi Zeira did not eat. Rabbi Zeira said to Rava, doesn't the master hold that if the food has been removed, it is forbidden to eat? He replied, we can rely on the table of the exilarch, and if he decides to bring on more food, we will definitely partake of it. A lot of times we think about the fact that we have a lot of food at our tables and we're just too full for dessert. But the Gemara says elsewhere, there was a great sage that ate 60 plates of food. Some people say he actually ate the actual plate. Some people say the portions. And then he still had room for dessert. There's always room for dessert, especially because people work hard on buying the items for dessert. People work hard to make the dessert or to get the dessert, especially for guests or family or friends. We should try what we can, even to take a little bit of it to make room in our stomachs. I apologize for the background noise. Always people honking around us. I wanted to say that when you have the dessert, when you make the dessert, you should try what you can to actually partake of the dessert. Even if you take a tiny little bit, there's always room for dessert, especially to show appreciation to the host or to the person who got the dessert. We should partake of it as much as we can, even a little bit, just like the exilarchs, even though they took away the table, that when the more food came out, they tried to partake of it a little bit. So too, when we bring out dessert, even though we bring away the other food, that food comes, we should try to partake of it a little bit. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 43 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.